Thank you for calling customer care. My name is Brisa. Can I have your zip code, please?
27822.
First and last name?
Dockery.
What was your order there, ma'am?
Last name is Dockery, Dockery.
What is your first name, please?
Sinatra.
Thank you. Shipping address for security purposes, please.
I'm sorry?
Your shipping address for security purposes?
Oh, okay, 5521 NC42 East Elm City, North Carolina.
Thank you. Give me one moment.
Mm-hmm.
I see an order was on November 10th for $7.95 for the KitchenAid. How can I assist you?
For KitchenAid?
Yes, ma'am.
All righty. I didn't get that, so is that it being shipped or what? Do you know?
Yes, the product is being shipped out. Let me see. Yes, it has been shipped out. It doesn't provide me when you will receive it, but it has been shipped out. I could request the email to be sent out to you with your tracking information.
All righty. Please do that. And okay. My email address is my name.
Uh-huh.
2003@yahoo.com.
Yes, I have that information, ma'am.
Okay. And I have another question, please.
Okay, I'm listening.
All right, there's a charge for $56.95.
Mm-hmm. Correct.
And I don't, what is that for?
When the order is done, you're in trial basis, ma'am, to call in and cancel. If you don't call in and cancel, then you get billed $56.95 for the $125 voucher. I will send out to your email on November 16, and that is the membership every month.
All right. I'm lying to cancel that because I don't know what that's for.
Are you ready to write your cancellation number down, ma'am?
Hold on. No, I'm not ready. Hold on. All right, a cancellation number.
It's yours in Charlie, 246-153.
And this is to Garden? Express Garden?
That's how I could show under the merchant's name, ma'am.
This is for 56.95. When should I see this cancellation effective?
Today, ma'am.
Today?
Mm-hmm. Yes, ma'am.
Effective today. All right. Thank you much.
You're welcome, and thank you for calling customer care.
Mm-hmm. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye, ma'am.